You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. More tornadoes were found in Dodge County as the National Weather Service still surveys damage across the state after last Thursday's severe weather. The National Weather Service Milwaukee confirms 7 tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin. This puts the state total at 12 tornadoes occurring on Thursday, May 15th. The newest added to the list Monday were in Sauk and Columbia counties. Rock Springs was given the strength rated at an EF0 with 70-mile-per-hour winds. It wasn't on the ground long. The other was in Portage and rated an EFU. Yep, you heard that right. That means unknown. The National Weather Service thinks it went through only a marsh and no damage was done. They say multiple videos and calls reported a brief touchdown along I-39, but surveys could not find damage along any roadways, suggesting a touchdown may have happened in the Baraboo River Waterfowl Production Area or Pine Island Estate Wildlife Area. Ratings for twisters are based on the damage seen. That's how the meteorologists are able to determine wind speeds of the tornado based on the damage. So when a tornado tears through a field, the strength can't be measured. A total of 4 EF2s ravaged parts of the state that night, and a total of 5 EF1s, 2 EF0s, and 1 EFU. Milwaukee Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan, charged with helping a man evade immigration officials, is now seeking donations to fund her defense. Lisa Hale reports.
She announced the fund Friday with a website saying that she will not take donations from Milwaukee County residents, attorneys who practice in the county, lobbyists, judges, county employees, or anyone with pending matters before any Milwaukee County judge. She also said that she will only take money from U.S. citizens. Her attorneys have called the case against her, quote, an unprecedented attack on the independent judiciary by the federal government, end quote. Dugan pleaded not guilty to the charges last week. Her attorneys have filed a motion to dismiss the case. The website for the fund is HannahDuganDefenseFund.org.
And something that isn't real could be legislated. Stuart J. Waddles tells us more.
Sharing AI-generated deepfake images could soon be a felony in Wisconsin. The state Senate approved a measure in a unanimous vote last week. The senator who authored the bill says the law is needed to keep up with technology and to protect people from harassment and intimidation. The bill now moves to the Assembly for further debate.
And Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says House Republicans are planning to gut Medicaid to pay for tax cuts. Baldwin and fellow Senate Democrats say the proposed cuts will harm Wisconsinites who need help the most. In a bill introduced last week, Republicans plan to enforce a working requirement to qualify for Medicaid, also reduce the minimum staffing for nursing homes, and require more frequent financial screenings for patients receiving aid. Budget negotiations are at a standstill in Madison. Stuart J. Waddles has the details.
Senate leaders are urging Governor Evers to meet this week to keep talks on track before the fiscal year ends. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu and Speaker Robin Voss say their tax cut proposal is on hold until they can sit down with the governor. Democrats are criticizing Republicans for delaying debate on key budget items.
And expect multiple high-profile cases before the Wisconsin Supreme Court to get rulings soon. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Liberal Justice Anne Walsh Bradley is set to end her 30th year in the court next month, and that means the court will have to deliver opinions in a number of cases. That includes a full ruling on Wisconsin's current abortion laws, rulings on Wisconsin Act 10, which restricts collective bargaining for public unions, a ruling on WIAA actions against student athletes, and a ruling on PFAS regulations. There's also a challenge from Governor Tony Evers against the legislative committee that handles how state agencies are allowed to create rules, which has consistently blocked actions by Evers' office. Bradley's last day is June 30th.
And as rates of overdose deaths decline across the country, Wisconsin saw one of the largest drops last year. Across the country, they saw a 27% drop. According to their data, Wisconsin saw the third largest decline in any state in the country, dropping 36% in 2024. State health officials have routinely cited programs created through opioid settlement money for the improving overdose numbers, especially the use of harm reduction tools like Narcan. One of the Mississippi River crossings is closed for an emergency bridge repair. Jimmy Cuska has the details.
The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa near Lansing is unexpectedly closed once again. The Iowa DOT said that movement was detected with one of the bridge's piers, prompting the closure. The bridge will be closed for at least this week and until further notice, according to DOT officials. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien.
And the Iowa DOT will inspect the bridge and said they will have an update at the end of the week. And attendance numbers are in from the film fest. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
More than 32,000 Milwaukee movie lovers went to this year's Milwaukee Film Festival. It's about the same number as last year, but with fewer films on the schedule. That meant bigger crowds at each screening, with attendance up nearly 50% per showing. The festival awarded The Librarians as Best Feature and Jane Austen's period drama as Best Short.
And Wisconsin is number one. Lisa Hale explains.
This time, it's for the most prescription medications collected during the Spring Drug Takeback Day. The Wisconsin Department of Justice announced that the state collected over 56,000 pounds of unwanted medications. The DEA partners with states twice a year in the spring and fall to give people a safe, convenient, and responsible way to dispose of drugs, while at the same time educating them on the potential for abuse and consequences of improper storage and disposal of these medications.
And the Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers that it's illegal to pass agricultural vehicles in no passing zones. Law enforcement authorities said that they responded to over 400 crashes involving farm vehicles just last year. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the Rare Plant Monitoring Program's 2025 Plant of the Year. This year, the agency is encouraging us to plant milkweed in our yards. There are 13 native milkweed species in Wisconsin, and 5 of them are listed as endangered, threatened, or under special concern. Milkweed is especially helpful for monarch butterflies, as the only plants the butterflies lay their eggs on and the only food the caterpillars eat. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
It's the Brewers in Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game 2 of their 3-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night, thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had 4 hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the 2 fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers John Tanjay, one of the top 5 scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanjay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The early summer box office is not waiting for Tom Cruise and the new Mission Impossible to make some scratch. The final installment, Bloodlines, was well received, and that seemed to translate to box office numbers as the film pulled in $51 million at the gate domestically and topped $100 million worldwide. Despite its big ticket sales, it did cost $50 million to make, which is high for a horror film. Coming in second place was the Marvel film Thunderbolts, which pulled in just over $16 million at the box office in its third weekend. And right behind that was Ryan Coogler. Sinners, which has shown incredible legs, pulling in almost $16 million in its 5th week of release. Coming in 4th place was the Minecraft movie, and The Accountant 2 finished out the top 5. And there's a pretty big film that opens in just 3 days, folks. Can you guess what it is? Mission Impossible opens in just 3 days and already has pulled in $12 million prior to its domestic release. Tom Cruise is on a press tour receiving standing ovations, and the latest is in New York, where Cruise addressed the crowd at the premiere. Cruise said it was director Christopher McQuarrie's idea 7 years ago to shoot Dead Reckoning Part 1 and the current Final Reckoning at the same time. He told the crowd it was an honor and a privilege to be part of the franchise. The film had its worldwide premiere at Cannes last week and also received a 5-minute standing ovation. It opens this Friday, May 23rd. More news out of the Cannes Film Festival, where fans of Wes Anderson will be thrilled to learn that he received almost an 8-minute standing ovation after the premiere of his film, The Phoenician Scheme. The film has an impressive ensemble cast, which includes Wisconsinite Willem Dafoe and Benicio del Toro in the lead. It's reviewing well and opens June 6th in the U.S. Foo Fighters fans might already have heard this, but drummer Josh Freese is out. The band informed Freese they were going in a different direction. The website Pubity.com says Freese was hired after the tragic death of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins in 2022. Freese toured with the band, but did not stick around long enough to be part of a studio album. The former Guns N' Roses drummer took to social media to tell his fans that the band called him and said they were going in a different direction with no reason given. Probably a tough gig, given that the leader of the band, Dave Grohl, is one of the best in the biz. There's officially a new Milhouse. Pamela Hayden, the original voice of Bart Simpson's nerdy best friend, retired last year after 35 seasons as the voice of Milhouse. According to Entertainment Weekly, the new Milhouse is 90s band Private Life singer Kelly MacLeod. She appeared as the voice of Milhouse for the first time in last Sunday's season finale. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy, windy, and cold today with a few scattered showers possible. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s with wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, more scattered showers. Our low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.